This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday to join me. This is WGOD Radio. We're tuning into God's frequency now. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. All you need to do is tune your dials into his frequency, and that is the Word of God. We're starting a new series here on the radio here today, and this is something I preached about a year ago. It's entitled Famous Chapters of the Bible, and this will be the beginning of this, and we will start this here today in Ephesians chapter 2. And you he made alive is what he says here, who were dead. That's D-E-A-D is how you spell that, dead. To God be the glory. He's done all the work. That's where we're going to be here on this Monday. I invite you guys to church this Wednesday night. We would love to see you. I am in the book of 1 Peter, be in chapter 3 this Wednesday night. Again, you're invited. Sunday in Romans chapters 15, actually be wrapping up the book of Romans here this upcoming Sunday. More on that as the weekend approaches. Here now, though, we're looking at famous chapters of the Bible. We're in Ephesians chapter 2.
Man, oh man, I just love the veterans in this country. Some of them suffer so much because they love this country. And you he made alive. Hallelujah. I wrote on the first line here, reminds me of that old Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Or that Tom Hanks movie, Dead Men Walking. Dead men can't walk. You're dead. How can you walk? Neither can you tell tales. You're dead. All right, everyone's got one of these then. Now, we're in this series here, Famous Chapters of the Bible. Now, today is Ephesians chapter 2. Okay, let's pray before we get started. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your awesome love. Open our eyes today to understand. Help us understand our text here for today. May the power to change be present here today. We want to receive with meekness the implanted word. Speak to us here now. Open our eyes to understand it so that we can receive it. Draw close to us now, Lord, like you promise in your word, as we draw close to you. Through Christ the Lord, we pray. Amen. Okay, here we go. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." Trespasses is the word paraptoma, meaning a slip up, a lapse, a deviation, either unintentional or willful offense. So, "and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." All right, so we start with the words dead and alive and he. So you were dead, and you are now alive. Thirdly is, "to God be the glory, great things he hath done." Right off the bat, notice your spiritual condition. You weren't just reeling a little bit here and there. You weren't just in bad shape. You weren't just on some slippery slope, though all those things are true. But in actuality, You were dead, and dead men tell no tales. You, church brethren, were D-E-A-D, which in Greek, Spanish, French, and Aramaic, they all mean the same thing, dead. The dead kind of dead, mort, thanatos in Greek, morta in Spanish. So if you're dead, you're kind of in rough shape, wouldn't you agree? You're dead. You're dead. You're not hanging on by a thread. You're dead. I mean, what's a dead man to do? He's dead. What can you do? You're dead. Now let's build our way up to the answer here. First, a little more revelation of what our standing looks like without some divine intervention because you're dead. You need help because you're dead. Again, back from the top. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So he uses the past tense and the present tense here. Past for what used to describe you. Present for the current hold that the devil has on the world today. And you he made alive who were dead. So just a quick reminder here. He's saying that you did not save yourself because you're dead. Then he says, in which you used to walk. According to the course of this world. Meaning all of this evil world is running like a mighty river, all going in the same direction. Reminds me of that opening for Superman I used to watch. I used to run home every day after school to watch Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel with his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great... I digress. That's right, I forgot that. You see, now he can truly change the course of mighty rivers. And he can change the course that you're on as well. So past tense for you, you used to walk that way. Present tense for everyone else. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. All right, so there's a new name for the devil, coined by the Apostle Paul. The prince of the power of the air. This is why at the radio station where I was the manager for over 20 years, the station seemed to always break and the equipment seemed to always break right when the fundraiser started. Because Satan rules the airways. This is his domain. And why be surprised at that? The Lord Jesus called him three times. He called him the ruler of this world. The Apostle Paul calls him the God of this age or the God of this world. The book of Revelation revealed to us that the ruling authorities and the government are controlled by the devil. Boy, I'd hate to be a fly on the wall in Satan's own House of Representatives today after last Tuesday. Man, oh man, he must be madder than a hornet right now. Verse 3, among whom we also were all once, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Now there's a person standing without God. The children of wrath paints quite a picture, doesn't it? Children of wrath, along with all the other unbelievers, where I lusted for a living, running in the same mighty river course of sin, along with everyone else, and dead in sins, spiritually dead, that is. And there's the spiritual condition of the world today. Without God or His Son. I love that song. As then He reached down His hand for me. He reached down His hand for me. Yeah, He reached down His hand for me. I was lost and undone without God or His Son. Then He reached down His hand for me. You see, you cannot be saved in any other way. You're dead. Dead men can't save themselves. You need help. Man, that's got to be your national anthem today. As He reached down His hand for me. Yeah, He reached down His hand for me. Without God or His Son. All right, now in verse 4 comes the two greatest words known to man in the English language. It's the words, but God. But God. You see, when you're not only down and out, and when you're lost and undone, a wandering sheep keeping step with this evil world, and a card-carrying member of one of the sons of disobedience, that's how he views you, a child of wrath and one of the sons of disobedience, and dead in the bottom of the swimming pool, dead. God help you, what are you going to do? A child of wrath. And then out comes the life preserver. But God. See, now Paul, the author of this letter, is not going to hit us with a who, why, what, when, and to what end. All right? Who, why, what, when, and to what end. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead. That's the second time now He says that. That's the second time the Holy Spirit's called you dead without His intervention. Even when we were dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. All right, so back again from the top here. The who is God. The why starts with the word because. You see that? The word because there? He's telling you why He's done what He's done. Starts with the word because. It says, because of His great love. Praise God, that's some good news in here today. Let's camp out here for a minute. All of this has been accomplished because of the great love that God has for you. That's the reason for all this. I can't stress it enough. God loves you. That's my message today. The Lord Jesus told us the same. He says, for God so loved the world that He gave. Right, His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God loves you and wants you to spend eternity with Him. The only problem is that sin separates you from Him. For the time being, preventing that from happening. Sin has separated you from Him without a Savior. And now the Apostle Paul is going to show us that God Himself has directly intervened in our lives and has snatched us out of the swimming pool, face down dead in the bottom of it. I was lost and undone without God or His Son until He reached down His hand for me. All right, back to my point. Who, why, what, when, and to what end? The who is God. The why is because He just loves you that much. The what is He made us alive together with Christ. The when is when we were dead. When we were dead. Man, to God be the glory. What can we say to that? Other than praise you, Almighty God. Again, notice you had no part in this. You had no part in this work. See, you are preloaded with faith. Until your mother or your father or your grandmother or your husband or wife comes over and lights that match and just sets you on fire. You're preloaded with it. You're just waiting for someone. For someone to tell you just the simple scripture verse. Remember, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who are being saved, it's what? It's the dynamite of God. The preaching of the word of God. And the to what end is the next verse, verse 7. He said, so that in the ages to come. Ah, now we're talking about the future. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Wrap your mind around that thought this morning. I mean, you thought your Uncle Harry was rich. The exceeding riches of Jehovah's grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So the last point is, to what end? You'll have to find out at a later date. The full realization is of that promise. I can only imagine, like that song. But think about how rich that God is. And we are going to receive of his riches in grace and in his kindness. All right, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved. For by grace you have been saved. Through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Notice he doesn't teach us, by grace you will be saved. But rather he says, by grace you have been saved. Now this word here is a dissect this word. It's a perfect passive participle. Sound like Daffy Duck. Perfect passive participle. Perfect, meaning something that's happened to you in the past that you still feel the effects of in the future and forevermore. Now, how apropos is it that your salvation is the perfect? It's already happened to you, and you still feel the effects of it here, now, and forevermore. Passive and not active, meaning it's not you who do the work, but you are the recipient of the work. That is, this has happened to you. You didn't do this. Somebody did this to you. Someone did. You didn't do it. You did not hit something. Somebody did that. You are on the receiving end of salvation. It's not something you've done. It's something that he has done. And you are the receiver of it. Passive as opposed to active. Active is you're performing the work. Passive is, this is happening to me. This is happening to me. Do you see how utterly foolish and evil the idea of purgatory is? Get the words. You have been saved. Take it to the bank. If you've received Jesus Christ, he didn't say you will be saved. He doesn't say if you give enough money to hear. He also doesn't say that you need to get your grandmother to pray you out of some other place. Pray for the dead of someone that, no, you have been saved. You got to believe today while there's still breath. No one can pray you out of anywhere after you're gone. You got to believe today while it's still today. Not tomorrow. And no one can pray you out of where you're going. You've got to decide today. If you're watching me here today, you decide today on your future. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men and women that which God has prepared for those that love him. But you decide today where you're going. No one's going to pray you out of anywhere. Receive Jesus Christ today. Here we go. Today's the 10th of November, while it's still today. Another week, another plea from the Holy Spirit encouraging you today not to harden your heart, but to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Participle, meaning an action verb. In English, it's a word with ing on the end of it. Best seen in this verse out of Hebrews 10:14. It says, by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. So you were saved in the past, but you're working out your salvation is a daily thing. These two things work together, which is why this Greek word for save is an action verb. Verse 9 tells us it's not of works. That is, you cannot work for your salvation. You work out what God has worked in you. And it's very, very important to understand that your good works do not and cannot save you. And for that matter, neither will your bad works condemn you, because you're not saved by works. You're not judged by, we'll give an account for the things that we've done, that we do in the body, but you were saved by faith in Jesus Christ. As much as the good works won't save you, your bad works won't condemn you. Refusing the Son of God is what condemns you. Not by what you do. It's by what you do with Jesus is the deciding factor on what happens to you. Not by works, good or bad. By grace you have been saved. I looked up this word grace. It means unearned favor, acceptance, the free expression of loving kindness by none other than God himself. Think about that. The Hebrew word is hesed, loving kindness. I heard Vernon McGee teach on that. Kindness is when your mother gives you a piece of bread and butter. Loving kindness is when she puts jam on it without you asking for it. I'll get to jelly coming up in a minute. What have you been reading my notes, Pastor? How do you know I was going to talk about jelly? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Verse 10, look at the first few words. It says, for we are his. We are his workmanship. Greek word there is poema. My wife was marveling over this last night. Think about it. This is where the word poem comes from. What a tremendous act of mercy and of loving kindness. For those that get the devotional that I send out, by providence or coincidence, call it what you want. This is the one that went out today at 5 in the morning before I connected these dots. It says, Jehovah the poet. When God sat down to write a little poetry, he came up with you. He came up with you. Workmanship is a word that people use to describe something that's been finely crafted. They use the word today when you go to a foo-foo restaurant that charges twice as much. They use a word to call it artisan. That's you. That's what he's done with you. The wise master builder is Almighty God. And the creation, the work of art, is you. By golly, it's you. You are his workmanship. What a tremendous act of love. Wrap your mind around that this morning. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. And here's another reason why God's done what he's done. On his part, it's because of his great love. On your part, it's because you are a new creation, created in Christ Jesus for good works. All this was done for good works on your part. And we just read in that text, it says, already prepared for you. Now that sounds like a good prayer if you ask me. And I just showed me this morning. I'm nowhere near even trying to connect these dots. He says that the good works that you were created for, he says he's prepared them in advance. Now that's a good prayer for us. Lord, show me what these works are. You've already prepared these in the past. Well, I'll tell you what, if once you can ascertain what they are, I mean, now you're operating in the complete will of God. There's no stopping you. Find out what he's created you for. Find out what those works are and get working in them. And no demon from hell will get in your way. No demon from hell will get in your way anyway. Romans 8:29, it says, for whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Now we'll part company this morning with these wonderful thoughts. God has saved you. God has saved you single-handedly when you were dead. God has made you alive with Christ as he made him alive. And God has raised you up and has made us sit together, and he made us sit. That sounds like me with that child in here this morning. He made us sit together with him in the heavenly places. I can hear it now, God saying, now you sit there. He's made us to sit. And I think all that will say is, please pass the jelly. And he has saved us for good works. That is, go forth from here. Let God use you to turn this crooked world right side up. And remember, the works have been prepared already beforehand for us. We just need to discover what they are. To God be the glory.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.